This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is real estate investing for you? But before we get started here, just like to touch base with you guys and see how the heck you're doing here. Been talking to some of you guys. I've been meeting with some folks out early morning coffees, and some been writing me, and it's just great to see some of the neat things going on out there. And just want to encourage you. I know folks that are investing heavily at this time. I know others that are approaching it with caution in light of the elections and things coming up, all different approaches. But I think real estate, there's really never a bad time to buy. There are certainly better, more profitable times to buy, but there's never a bad time. You can always find deals. You can always find great investments. Well, I am going to just jump in here and say, first off, I talked a little while back about doing a Zoom call, and I got some people that responded, which is great. And I'm still considering doing it, but I didn't get, the kind of feedback I thought that showed that there were a lot of people that wanted to do something like that. But hey, if you're interested, let me know. And I'm still pondering it here. Anyway, let's move ahead here with our tip of the week. I'm a big to-do list guy. I think there's some great books out there, like The One Thing. I think we've talked about that on the show before. And really being focused on what's the most important thing you're supposed to do for that year. And then you start breaking it down. What's the most important thing you're supposed to do for that month, and then that week and that day. And so I like to put together a list of what I want to accomplish in that given day. And sometimes it's something for the month or the year too. But the idea is, having it written out really does help, I think. And I think it helps you to focus on what it is you're trying to do, especially in light of what your overall goals are for the, not only the year, but maybe for the next 5, 10, 20 years. Just a couple of to-do lists, I think, that might be helpful for you. And just, again, this is maybe you're pondering whether or not you even really want to invest in real estate. So you're weighing things out, but here's one that's real popular, and this is basically your financial freedom to-do list. Now, there are people that are looking at real estate as a means to basically, break them out of the corporate mold that they're in, or maybe they've got other goals in mind where they want to be free to be able to enjoy time with their family or travel, or a lot of reasons that people get involved. But this is basically a quick little to-do list that you can do for financial freedom. And this is, how much money basically do you need to make to be financially free? And what are you going to do to make that happen? So this is a quick 3-point list that you can look at. Okay. And it really starts with adding up your personal expenses, go over what your expenses are on a regular monthly basis and break them down. And also don't forget your annual expenses that all of a sudden hit. Boom, all of a sudden you have a big insurance payment or something like that. So you want to, cover all your expenses that you have to deal with over the course of a year. And then break it down, of course, on a monthly basis. Determine Number two here is determine what you can reduce, eliminate, or do without. So trying to hone down, do I really need, six different, movie apps or, movie services from Netflix to Amazon, the Prime and so forth. Can we get by with just one? And you just start kind of looking through that list and seeing how much you can trim that down. And then once you get a good idea of what you can reduce, and you can look at a lot of different, maybe it's refinancing a mortgage, maybe it's not buying a brand new car, maybe buying a used car. What can you do to reduce your monthly expenses? And then once you come up with a comfortable number there, then you start figuring out how many properties you need to buy to cover that total. And this we've talked about also in the past too, is just to figure out what a property will generate. If you've got rental properties, for example, and you're going to conservatively figure $100 a door after all expenses, mortgages, insurance, and taxes, etc., then you figure, if I've got $100 a door, how many properties will I need to make that monthly expense amount? So that's called the financial freedom to-do list. Another one is a business to-do list. If you have committed to, let's say, investing in property, there's just certain things you need to do. And a good quick checklist is to find your team. Another one, evaluate the market, find a great property, assign a valuation to the property, establish a property plan, develop a budget, and manage the property. So those are the active things that you're going to have to do to get to help to achieve the financial freedom that you've set out to do in your previous to-do list. So anyway, that's it. To-do lists, they can work, and they do work. Okay, well, let's look at our topic today. Is real estate investing for you? Now, I know if you're listening to this, you're going, well, of course it is. I'm already an investor. Or maybe you're still doing research and you're listening to podcasts and you're trying to get an idea of whether or not that is the right way for you to achieve your goals or not. So I'm just going to, to take a quick look over this and at least give you some things to think about there. You can be swayed a lot by some of the promotion out there that people do as real estate investing coaches and so forth. 90% of the world's millionaires have one thing in common. They've either started or expanded their wealth through real estate investing. Well, that's probably true. I don't know if that is an accurate number, but it's used a lot. Real estate definitely has its advantages, and real estate properties are lucrative assets. And the real estate industry, piques the interest of many people looking for ways to invest their money or seek financial independence. If you're interested in investing in real estate, there's a lot to consider, though. And this is, something I think everybody has to look at. You see these infomercials or you see these ads on YouTube or whatever it is about all the wonderful things that real estate will bring you, but you also got to consider the cost. And there is definitely a lot to learn and understand about real estate that you have to take a look at. You need to understand it is hard work. It is not a get-rich-quick scheme, and it really does take time and it takes effort. And you have to be committed. Now, there are different types of investing, and you can look at those various aspects of it. Maybe, you've worked and you're retired, or maybe you're just about to retire and you just don't want another job. Then there's other people who kind of think, hey, if I'm going to do a job, I might as well do one that, that I enjoy doing and something that'll produce something for me and that will be, as opposed to sort of a 9-to-5 salary job, it could be something where the more effort I put into it, the more return I get. And so there are appeals, sometimes to working after retirement. Hopefully you don't look at it as work. Maybe it'd be more of a hobby or maybe just a focused activity that you do along with enjoying your retirement. So what is real estate investing all about? Okay, here's some things you might want to, might want to look at. There is what's called active investing. Okay, and active investing, and we've talked about that, and we've featured, most of our guests seem to be active investors. For example, you're a landlord where you're overseeing houses or apartments or mobile homes, or maybe on the commercial side of office buildings, retail centers, malls, industrial, where you're basically generating rental income from people that are utilizing your property, okay? And that's the sort of the landlord side of things. But then there's the fix and flippers, which don't really have to be landlords. All they have to do is find a good house to fix up, and you invest in that house. Could be an apartment too. There are apartment flippers too. You're going to create value in that house that you're fixing up, or you buy raw land and you build something on that from ground up, and you're going to sell that or maybe rent it out. But when you start renting it out, you become a landlord. So some people just like to get in there, to get the job done. Maybe they're wholesaling, for example, and you find the deal, you flip it to somebody that buys a property, you get your bonus, and you go from there, and you don't really have to manage or worry about tenants, toilet and trash and so forth. And then there's, the more passive type of investing. And we've talked about this quite a bit, where you have folks that maybe they're investing in REITs, and buying those through, their brokerage firm or what have you, which is a real estate investment trust. You might want to do crowdfunding, for example. And we've had a lot of folks that have some great crowdfunding sites here. I think Ground Floor is one of the popular ones where you can invest in properties for as little as $10. And some people diversify. They'll invest in 100 different properties, $10 each. And it kind of diversifies their investment. And so that's also another passive thing. You can also be a money lender, whether it's hard money or just invest to other real estate people. And you're just really the bank there. You're just collecting the funds. So those are, some of the types of investing you can do. You can, as a real estate investor, active or passive. Real estate investing often does involve the purchase, ownership, and management of real estate properties. And that's what I do. That's what we talk a lot about on this show. But we also know that there are other ways. And there are, we have a lot of people that listen that do all the things that I've mentioned, from the passive to the active. When starting real estate, you just have to have a clear mindset about what you really want to do. And maybe you've got money set aside and you're thinking, I want to invest this and I want to get a good return on it. And that's where you kind of weigh out, what are you interested in doing? Are you just interested in getting a flat return? You put the money in just like you do with a bank account, and it gives you this prescribed yield, or are you interested in rolling up your sleeves and trying to maximize that investment by getting more actively involved? So I think there are other considerations you have to take a look at, but I think the key thing is really being aware of what's involved before you do it. The primary goal of real estate investing is really to grow your initial investment costs and to save for the future. And remember, your investment returns should be large enough to cover your property taxes, costs of risk, and ownership costs, including maintenance, utilities, and insurance. And I think a lot of people, when they get involved in rental properties, they don't realize that there are these other, I don't say they're hidden costs. I think anybody that researches will know these things are not hidden. These are things that can happen, and they may not have the reserve for a roof that has to be replaced that they thought was going to last another 10 years, or maybe a water heater, or maybe you've got central air and somebody just happened to steal your condenser or something. There are things that just happen, and you have to plan for those things. There could be damage that your renters could do to your property that you might have to front if you can't collect from them. I think just a great question to ask yourself too is am I going to be full-time or a part-time investor? And I think that that's a good place to start. If you want to be full-time, I mean, I am a full-time investor. I will tell you right now, my goal was to basically get 1,000 units in 6 years, and I'm very close to that goal now. And I may change my focus as I'm sort of wrapping up the sixth year here. But I figured I would have to be devoted to it on a full-time basis in order to achieve that goal. But, you know, maybe you don't want to do that. You want to maybe spend 50% of your time traveling, or 50% of your time taking care of the grandkids or doing other things. Fortunately, you know, whatever approach you may take, as long as you really make an assessment of what it is you want to do, what do you want to achieve, what's your goal, and we've talked about that here as well. You know, how to set goals and how to determine how to achieve those goals for the long term as well by putting together a strategic plan. But for example, as a full-time real estate investor, you do have to devote your working hours and prioritize your investments. I think there's a lot of people we've had on this show in the past too that look at real estate as a side hustle. You know, they might be doing a number of different things, and maybe they've got an online business, and maybe real estate is just one of multiple income sources, and getting different streams of income is not a bad approach. And again, you get too many, you're going to be going from a part-time hustle to working full-time on all of your hustles. So you've got to weigh that out too. But if you're planning to make investing a part-time career, you should take the path where your complete attention is less required. Whether you're doing it part-time or full-time, your success will boil down to your goals and strategies ultimately. First, map out your goals. And as I mentioned previously, you can take paths and approaches to real estate investing depending on those investment goals. Creating a clear, well-defined plan is crucial to your journey, as it will guide you on which property to buy, which investment to make. Without that clear purpose, you'll bump into all kinds of unexpected results down the road and may end up taking longer than you set out to do. So the clearer your goals and strategies are, the more likely and the sooner you will attain those goals. Rental property, I talked about buying a property, preparing it for tenants, putting it up for a residential or commercial rent, and generating rental income. Now, you can make that almost passive, especially if you buy a newer property that's not going to have deferred maintenance issues and so forth. You can, you can get great tenants, and you really don't hear from them. It's just on an ongoing basis. It's great. And I think we all have waves of those, depending on what type of properties you're buying. But, and that's why I like apartments, especially large apartments, because you can hire professional management to be on site and deal with a lot of those issues. And you really only need to meet with them on a prescribed basis, so that you can just check on how things are going, and hopefully everything's going great. Property flipping, I'd mentioned also, is again, you need good contractors, you need enough money to be able to fund it. There's time and energy involved, whether you're going to put a tool belt on and do it yourself, or whether you're going to hire contractors. There's definitely a lot to watch there, because it can get very expensive if you're not monitoring your costs effectively. I mentioned real estate trusts. Some people like to do this path, maybe as a beginning, to see if they even like real estate, and it has lower risks and investing costs. REITs are kind of a good option just to diversify your portfolio, even if you are an active investor. And then crowdfunding, I mentioned also too that that you can do that all digitally, just on a computer. And that can be pretty passive. Startup costs are important to know. Some of you may have just a nest egg that you're looking to invest in to increase your yield. So you have to kind of look at how much you want to invest, where those funds come from. Some may not have that nest egg and they're looking at maybe accessing the equity in their home to be able to invest and grow that nest egg. So there are a lot of different approaches, but those are things that you have to look at and be aware that there are startup costs. It may be something as simple as a brokerage account if you're buying REITs, or it may be buying a property where you have to maybe set up an LLC, pay for insurance, get a checking account, and some states you even have to get a landlord license. And so there are things that you have to just research. And aside from sort of the tangible, it will be more advantageous to your investments if you put together a good team of professionals who can help you as well. And that could be, a coach. Maybe it is a real estate coach where you probably have to pay a significant amount of money, but they can hold your hand through getting those first properties under your belt, and eventually you'll be able to do it on your own. But there's also, besides coaches, there's financial lenders, there's agents, brokers, maintenance or repair contractors, insurance agents, real estate attorneys, accountants, CPAs, and then there's professional services, landscapers, painters, plumbers. And then there's also the possibility of partners. Sometimes it makes sense to go in with somebody that maybe has more experience that'll partner with you, and maybe they don't want to do all the work, and you're willing to do that because you don't have the experience, but they can guide you through what kind of work you need to do and how you need to do it so that you can eliminate the mistakes and be able to be more productive. So the bottom line is, undoubtedly, real estate investing is a huge money generating business. It really is. And however, you're the only one who can determine whether it's the right choice for you. Before hastily starting your real estate investing journey, evaluate if it's the right path for you through assessing your commitments, identifying your investment goals and strategies, and preparing for its costs. Overall, do your research. We've got some resources on our website at theolddogsreinetwork.com, where you can, our top 20 real estate books that I would recommend everybody to read and get an idea of what's required and what's behind. Active investing primarily is our focus, but what kind of investments are available, and how can I approach it from a passive standpoint as well. Listen to podcasts, of course, like you're doing right now. Go on YouTube and research real estate investing and how to get started, and it's just start getting a good body of knowledge so that when you do, if you do get involved with real estate investing, you'll know what's required and what you need to do for the short and long term. Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything I presented here today can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled, Is Real Estate Investing for You? So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward. And may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.